Well, that was a disappointing loss for us. Congratulations to Baylor. They got a good football team, a tremendous quarterback, and a defense that really is fast. And there's a reason why they're 5-0 and playing at a high level. We told the guys we're going to be good, but we've got to fix some problems and we've got to fix some issues that have crept up the last couple weeks. And we have it in front of us. There's tons to play for, and in front of us is our job to do the right thing. And the one thing that we have to do is stay together. That's the first thing. We've got a bunch of seniors in there that I know want to be great. And I'm going to challenge those guys to make sure that we keep moving forward. Obviously, you look offensively, we've got to be able to sustain drives. We had some good plays, but not enough sustained drives together. Defensively, we have to tackle better. It was an awful display of tackling downfield, and we gave them a couple of scores because either we missed the cup and didn't fit it right, or they bounce off us, and that's something that we've been emphasizing and talking about, is not block tackling and wrapping up, and it's something we're going to get corrected. So we'll open it up for questions.
How devastating was the 98-yard scoring drive and then the 91-yard scoring drive that Baylor had?
Yeah, the 98 one was the big one, because Devin does a great job of pinning them down in a field position game, and it's 3-3, and both defenses are playing well, and lo and behold, they make a couple of plays. We miss a tackle, and the kid goes for about 29, and that hurt. And then they ran a double move, and that was a good job by those guys. Obviously, a poor job by us, not getting a critical stop. Whether it's 10-3 rather than it's 3-3, and potentially if we go 3-and-out, 5-and-out, we got the ball at midfield, but we didn't, and that was a big drive, big series.
And what are the challenges like? The offensive identity right now, what is that, and what are the challenges that the offense is facing?
Well, we've still got to be able to run the football. I mean, that's what we have to be able to do. We can't have Skyler back there throwing it 50 times a game, and he threw it 34. We'd rather have him in the 25-30 range, but we have to be able to sustain some things running the football, wherever it may be. Malik tried to go today, wasn't able to go after a series or two. I appreciate the young man, because he wanted to play for his brothers and stuff, and he couldn't do some things. Philip did some good things, but we've got to have more production as a whole offensively, and something that we'll continue to work on.
You mentioned Malik. I know it's early, but I was curious if you had any understanding of his prognosis going forward, and then Jordan Brown.
Yeah, don't have anything on Malik, and Jordan's probably a few weeks injury.
How much has the confidence of the offense been hurt over the last 2 weeks?
Well, you're always going to be hurt a little bit, just because you want to be successful. You have to keep powering through it. You have to keep finding ways to matriculate some offense. And I thought we did a better job today than we did last week. Once again, we just weren't able to sustain it. But we've got a winner that's a quarterback. We've got a bunch of seniors in the offensive line that we got to continue to challenge, and we'll get it flipped.
The last 2 weeks, the offensive line has struggled. Has it been the three-man fronts that they've had problems matching up with?
Probably a combination of a number of things, not necessarily the three-man front, but more blitzes people are running against us. I thought early on they were blitzing the heck out of us, and we did a really good job. Skyler did, of checking off, do a lot of quick throws and quick hitches, and those were good. And then they kept the blitzes on, but they rolled their coverage, which took a few things away. We have a really good plan for the three down. We didn't execute the plan, and it's something we have to continue to get better at.
I believe they had 15 tackles for loss today. Just from your vantage point on the sideline, how did some of those happen?
Some of those obviously were late. We're trying to make some plays, but we can't have those. I mean, we have a 3rd-and-1 coming right out of the second half, and it's a one-score game, and they stuff us, and they go down and score. That was because we'd moved the ball, and then we get a 3rd-and-1 and lose two, and we have to be able to sustain those drives.
You have 6 possessions in the second half. 5 of them end up in Baylor territory and just 1 touchdown. What seems to be the thing with your offense maybe holding them back?
Just consistency. That's bottom line. We just got to be more consistent on offense.
When the team loses 2 in a row, are you seeing any dip in confidence at all?
Like I said, that's human nature, but that's our jobs as coaches to get them back, and the jobs of seniors. You know, we all are accountable. We all have to be better. It starts with me, and I've got to be better and make sure and push the right buttons, and the seniors have to be better. Everybody's got to get invested a little bit more so that we can get this thing turned, and once again, we're going to get it turned. We're 3-2. We have a bye week, probably not at a great time, but we have the bye week, so we've got to utilize and get better.
Coach, during the week, you had mentioned that with every new system, there's going to be some adjustments that need to be made, especially on the offensive line. The five seniors up front, I guess, how disappointing is it that we haven't seen that system?
Well, we saw it a little bit better today, but you know, we can't put it all on those guys. Those guys are playing their butts off. We just got to continue to improve and give them some better options, maybe in whatever it is offensively, play calling and those things. And I'm not questioning the play calling. Don't start that with mess. We just have to find some ways that they feel some confidence. And I thought in the second half we had some confidence running the football. Once again, we just couldn't sustain it.
Now, I was doing some digging, and it really took some digging to find the last time that you personally, you know, dropped two straight. It was back at Loris.
It's just in hindsight, any regrets in not being more aggressive on fourth down, a couple of instances of field goal and that?
Yeah, it's all the feel, all the flow of it, and you're 4th-and-3, 4th-and-4, and you're not running the football exceptionally well. You know, I wanted to try to keep the game as close as we could to give us a chance in the fourth quarter. So that's kind of why we did it.
Are you trying to stay away from running Skyler very much? Because the times you have run him, it has worked. But are you?
You know, we're picking and choosing our spots. We had a couple of draws for him and stuff. But we're trying to eliminate some of the shots on the guy without question. And some of the reads are give reads. Some of the jet stuff we run are more give reads on the perimeter and not keep reads. So some of that's it's a called potential quarterback run.
Anything else? We got Joshua Youngblood more involved today.
I thought he did a really good job for a freshman. We got Josh involved. We got Joe Irvin involved. We got Chris Heron involved. We're trying to find a few more playmakers. And, those guys made some plays, probably made some mistakes, but they're making them fast. And good chance in the open week for us to continue to try to find some guys that can give us some production.
Last season at K-State, one of the issues was passing touchdowns. Yep. K-State didn't get the ball in the end zone with the pass very often. What's been the struggles there right now that you've been able to identify?
Consistency, that's the biggest thing. I don't know what happened last year. But this year we just have to be more consistent, especially in the red zone.
Skyler seemed to be taking a lot of hits, also took 6 sacks tonight. In what yep. ways can you find to protect him?
Well, he's such a competitor that he's trying to always make a play, and that's one of the things I love about Skyler is he's a competitor, wants to make plays, and sometimes maybe it'd be better to just throw it away, and those are things that, as an older guy, you want to make sure and find a way to keep it alive. But, running the ball will start, for starters, will help us. And maybe not getting into some of the third and longs that we were in.
At what point do the fumbles with
Jenkins? I was a little frustrated, yeah. And that's part of the reason why we went with Joe a little bit more. Because I know he got a couple of them back. But something that we have to be able to shore up because we can't afford to turn the football over without question.
Are there cutback lanes that your running backs did a better job of seeing in the second half?
Yeah, potentially. Without just naked eye, potentially we did. I thought they ran hard, and I thought there were some seams in there. But, without having the video in front of me, I'm not quite sure.
Back-to-back losses heading yep. into another bye week. What kind of things are you hoping to seal up with this game?
Just keep improving. Keep tackling better on defense. Probably go a little bit more ones versus ones and keep working on getting open in coverage and keep working on everything. There's nothing that we're not going to work on. There's nothing that we can't improve on, and we have to get better without a doubt.